The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman, along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. And we're wrapping up the year now, Larry, and we have decided in the next two programs, one right before Christmas, the other right before New Year, to wrap up some individual information.
Yes.
And what have we decided on for today?
Today's category, Ira, is going to be new artists. And there were quite a number of new artists, but there were a few breakout artists this year, like Lil Nas X, who had one of the biggest hits of this past year called Old Town Road. And then there's two females who also have gotten a lot of attention, a lot of notoriety. One of them is a 17-year-old who achieved overnight success and fame with her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Her name is Billie Eilish, and she was on the charts for quite a few weeks, was number one for a week or two with her song Bad Guy. So we're going to check out Bad Guy, and we're going to talk a little bit about Billie Eilish and Lizzo, a couple of new artists this past year.
You're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Billie Eilish has had a huge year. She won 3 Apple Music Awards. She got Best New Artist at the American Music Awards. She's nominated for 6 Grammy Awards. And among the Grammys that she's nominated for, she's in the big 4 categories. She's the youngest artist to ever be nominated for the big major 4 categories. And she'll probably get Best New Artist, at the very least, January 26th at the Grammys. She's been named Billboard's Woman of the Year, and she went to the acceptance speech last week when they gave out the awards. And she said, no one's ever called me a woman. I'm only 17. So she was thrilled, and she said it's all surreal. And, of course, Lizzo has had a huge year as well. She was close to getting out of the business altogether. A couple of years ago, she was living in her car, working at a grocery store. And now the album 'Cause I Loved You has made her an international star. It was number one on Billboard for 7 weeks, the song Truth Hurts. And she is nominated for 8 Grammys. She leads the Grammy show with nominations.
He's Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. We both wish you a very Merry Christmas and all holidays.
That was a program from the Voice of America.